Get yours today. Call us 1-800-SAVE.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king, but in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, for the next hour, they're going to be views of Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster. Hi, Bob. How are we doing tonight?
Well, pretty good.
Well, what are the major issues? Certainly everybody's really uptight about the political race, you know, but of course people never talk about the fact that they rig elections in the United States. They've repeatedly rigged presidential elections. We know they did that in 1960 with the Kennedy, but they didn't want the American people to know Richard Nixon could have challenged the election, but they've got to create the perception that, oh, the elections are fair, and you know, but of course we've got the electronic voting machines, and they can all be rigged. Here in California, fortunately, they've done away with them, but all across the country they're in place, and in those elections, not one of them, you could be certain, was an honest election, and they do all sorts of things to rig elections in America. But they've got to give the idea to democracy, and whatever the vote count comes out and say who won, why, it's all right, and maybe the Republicans will win, but the leaders of the Republican Party are controlled by the same people who lead the leaders of the Democrat Party. So, Bob, what's going to happen? And do you think it'll be a good thing if there is a Republican sweep?
Well, I think it's better than what we've got. And that's not very good. We thought there was perhaps a chance with change that we might get something good or a little bit of good. And it's been deplorably bad. And you know, I think that in some states there's very little hope, and we're talking about California is a good example. Can you imagine people voting Barbara Boxer and Jerry Moonbeam into top offices in the state? It's just incredible. I mean, the records are so bad, but it just goes to bear out what you've just said, and that is, it doesn't matter which party they belong to. They're all controlled by the same people.
Well, you know, it's really very interesting. I heard Edward Goss use the statistics. He said, you know, the largest contributor to the political process in the nation are the banks, and the second largest are the lawyers for the banks, and the third largest are the lobbyists for the lawyer for the banks. So basically, the banking cartel, and it is a cartel, has a tremendous influence in Washington, D.C., which is why we have the Federal Reserve System, which really runs our economy. President Obama, you know, gets up and talks about the economy. He has no influence over it at all. The Federal Reserve System, the privately owned central bank, determines everything, and of course they're intent now upon destroying the economy of this nation and taking us into the world government, but they can't tell the American people that. I was just reading, Bob, that, you know, there are 4.4 million homeowners who have serious problems and as far as defaulting is concerned, but actually the number, over 7.3 million American homeowners have some problem as far as, you know, of a threatening default. That's a frightening figure.
Well, it certainly is, and, you know, the immediate situation, the immediate problem is, you know, what you've said it is, and that is the monstrosity that's been created by the Fed. But you can go two steps further. One, the people who you referred to behind the scenes who control the Fed and make all the decisions. and then the people who control them.
Okay, we're going to be back in just a moment.
We don't know.
We'll be back in just a moment. Okay, Bob, go right ahead.
And part of these people, most people don't know who they are. We do because we've been studying it for years. But if you were to explain this to a person who didn't know nor understand, they certainly wouldn't believe you. They couldn't think that something like that could happen. And it's probably because they haven't looked at history, and it's been going on for a long time. And these people make all the decisions and do what they want. They're the same people who buy all the politicians, who start the wars, et cetera, et cetera. And it's a myriad situation. But there's a lot more people today who understand what they're doing.
Well, I'm encouraged by that. There really is a growing awareness all across America. And it's really because listeners to programs like this and other programs are telling other people, and a lot of them sort of, you know, they sort of shrug and say it couldn't be true, but then they hear it from maybe somebody else, or they hear something on the on radio or in television, and suddenly, you know, there's an epiphany, and they say, my goodness, could this really be true? I think they're really, you know, I've been at this for 48 years, and I know you've been at it longer than I have, Bob, but I think there's more of an awareness now than any time before, mainly because, of course, in newsletters like yours and radio programs like mine and Alex Jones and Joyce Riley and many of our other friends out there trying to get people to understand we call it the Brotherhood of Darkness, call it what you will, you call it the Illuminati, but there's no question there's a satanic movement to bring about a world government, a world religion, a world leader, and of course that's why they took God and prayer and the Bible out of our schools, because of course there's a conspiracy against God. But go ahead, Bob. Certainly, what's going to happen as far as the housing is concerned? They temporarily stopped foreclosures. Bank of America has 1 million homes under foreclosure at the present time. And that's just one bank. I mean, the magnitude of this tragedy. You know, every home that's repossessed is a human tragedy.
Well, it certainly is, and you don't understand it until it hits you. And it's just like the precept during war, that the guy next to you is going to get it and you're not going to. And, you know, this is the way people think and this is the way people are.
Until they lose their home. We're going to be back here in just a moment with Bob Chapman. We welcome your calls at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess this evening, Bob Chapman from the International Forecaster, right telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. And certainly there are all sorts of problems we have. Certainly public housing here all across America. They made these beautiful homes. They built them, and about the, you know, condominiums, apartment houses, and they're all falling apart. Because when you don't own property, you're not going to take care of it. And the government never gets around to fixing it. And so many of the public housing units have gone up all across America are falling into disrepair. Certainly, owning your own home, the American dream, is a wonderful thing. But they intend to destroy that dream. They know exactly what they're doing. They have all of these programs that are going to help the homeowners. And aw, shucks, none of them work. And they just don't know why they don't work. I think they've had 8 different programs, put out billions and billions of dollars, and they just don't work. But, oh, they're going to come up with a program soon to save the American homes. And, of course, if you believe that, you believe anything. If you understand they don't want it to work, if you understand that they want to destroy our economy, that's why they're shipping our jobs overseas. That's why they're shipping our factories overseas and giving to the corporations will move overseas. They give them tax breaks to reward them, and they give them special loans so they can borrow money to build factories overseas. And, you know, we give General Motors $60 billion to build factories, and they build them. But they're in China, and they're in India, but they're not in the United States. And they know exactly what they're doing, but they don't want the American people to know. They closed down dealerships all across America. Why would the government close down dealerships? If they lose money, why, that's their problem. But no, the government says, oh, we want jobs, and then they start closing down dealerships, and they start sending money to India to teach the people over there to speak better English so that they can have the telephone answering services and do all the other jobs that used to be done here. And right now we've got unemployment insurance. But, Bob, what's going to happen? How long can they keep providing unemployment insurance for, you know, tens of millions of people?
Well, unfortunately, I think indefinitely. They have no intention of stopping that. That's part of their permanent social net. And I think it's going to stay there. They'll be back shortly for another $35 billion. And that's $140 billion a year. And they'll do that to keep the people pacified. Simple as that. And they'll probably take them and move them into all these empty homes that the government's going to end up with. And then they'll tell them where they're going to work and what they're going to do. And also, what section of the country they're going to live in. And it goes on and on. You remember the... what was it called? 666 back in the 60s. The book on regional government.
Oh, right. Yeah. I remember exactly.
C.B. Courtney.
Right.
Right. And she explained it all. She had it right down. And here they are doing it today.
The 666 Revisited, I think that was titled, something like that.
But there's no end to it. And, you know, you talk about the jobs being gone. And the deliberate nature of the removal of 8.5 million jobs over a 12-year period. I mean, that's phenomenal. They were good paying jobs. And what's going to happen now? Well, many say they'll never return. I think they will. And I think the way to solve that is to set up tariffs so that the goods that they produce can't come into the United States. And also within that structure.
But that's not going to happen until the American people understand what's going on. And we expose these criminals, these subversive elements that have taken over our government, and, of course, demand that we have tariffs. Our founding fathers established tariffs because they wanted to have a strong economy. Certainly the Brotherhood of Darkness, the people who control both political parties and the banking system, took down the tariffs because they want to weaken our economy. And they're building up China, you know, basically back in 2008. Why? Because China was making maybe 3 or 4 million cars a year. We made 18 million cars that year. This year, we made about 10 million cars. And next year, we'll probably make 11 million cars. China's going to make 17 million cars over there. And who's going to make them? Ford, General Motors. I mean, Volkswagen, they're all going to be making cars over there. And then they're going to flood this country with the cheap cars out of India that taught up for $7,000, and that'll undercut a lot of our own automobile production. People aren't going to be able to afford the gasoline when it gets up to $5 to $10 a gallon, which it is going to go, apparently. But anyway, Bob, how could we get the American people to understand that there really are forces working behind the scenes intent upon destroying our economy? I mean, when you send 8.5 million jobs out of the country, somebody might down the line might say, well, but we were told that, you know, if we took down the tariffs, we'd have more jobs here, and yet we've got a lot less jobs. And how are we going to get people to look at what's happening and question it? Because certainly the media all tells us how wonderful free trade is and how wonderful it is not to have any tariffs, how wonderful it is to get all those things from China cheap. But, of course, our whole economy is collapsing. How are we going to get the American people to realize that they've been lied to, that the media is controlled, and they're hardly ever going to get the truth except through alternative radio?
Well, that's the key, along with the Internet. And, you know, whether it'll stick or not remains to be seen. But you're never going to capture the minds in such a movement in half the population, because quite frankly they're just too ignorant to understand, even if you explain them to them in detail. They just can't comprehend it, and so you don't get very upset that they don't all get it. But we don't need everybody to understand. We need a lot of people, but we don't need everyone.
Well, tell me, Bob, how is your newsletter doing? Certainly, that's sort of a bellwether of what's going on. Are you getting a lot of increase in your newsletter? Because it's hard-hitting, probably harder-hitting than any other newsletter I know. And certainly, you've got a great information. Are more people subscribing and learning?
Well, first of all, it's based on truth and pointing out exactly who's doing what to us. And that explains the Brotherhood of Darkness, the Illuminati, if you may. And there are no other publications that do that that I know of, that have national, international circulation like mine has. And one of the things I've noticed also, that newsletter sites, when I talk about the Brotherhood of Darkness in my publication, they won't rerun my articles. It happens all the time. And I notice that the newsletter writers will only go up to the edge and they stop. They either don't understand, or they're afraid to go one step further to tell the public who and what is really behind everything that's going on. And it's very disappointing because we need those people. Most of them understand all the other things. And all they have to do is cross that one bridge to bring the real truth to people. And another thing that I see going on is the sensationalization of things and events in order to bring in subscribers or business. Many newsletter writers are involved in selling this, that, and the other thing. And I think that is basically at cross purposes. I mean, you either get a newsletter or you're in business, and a newsletter is a means to an end. And I don't agree with that, because they have an economic interest in what they talk about. And over again, we see this date, that's going to happen, and this date, this is going to happen. It's hogwash. Hogwash. And then they tell you, well, we have these people who give us this information from these special places and so on and so forth. And, of course, most of it's not true. And they try to affect the thinking of people to get them to do things. And I notice that they run like a pack of dogs or horses or whatever. And one will say one thing and the other will copy it. A good example is recently in gold. 95% of the newsletter writers think gold's going to go down. Well, it's the same group that thought gold is going to go down for the last 5 years, and they've been wrong every single time. And I know that they're losing subscribers, and I don't know how some of them stay in business. To answer your question about me, we're adding about 6,000 people a year.
That's great.
Now that is
500. That's 500 a month. That's great.
That's right. And so that's the way ours is building, only because, like you, I get on and I say, look, this is what I think is going on. And I think that we should pursue this avenue, or I think you should be prepared in that area to do this, that, or the other thing. And you got to genuinely want to help people. And that's what you and I do, and there are others that do it too. But, you know, you've got to point out what's really going on. And these people, most of them understand. And they're not helping. All they're doing is trying to make a living.
Well, I think that the people need to really understand, ladies and gentlemen, that there is an organized effort to undermine the fabric of our society. Certainly, they're undermining our economy very, very efficiently. And, of course, the next thing they're going to do is start pouring out money, quantitative easing. Ben Bernanke's talked about it. Oh, we got to put out more money to stimulate the economy. They put out, you know, trillions of dollars. We don't know how much they put out, 3, 5, 12 trillion, something like that. And what do we have? A little blurb in the gross domestic product. But now the gross domestic product, the first 3 months, I think, was 3.5. The second 3 months, it was 1.6. In other words, it's falling with all the money they put out. And what's the solution? Well, the description of insanity is you do the same thing over and over again. You think there's going to be a different result. And what are they going to do? They're going to do the same thing all over again. Our number 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Well, Bob, what about the price of gold and silver? Certainly, this is something that everybody's concerned about. The people who followed your advice have done very, very well. I mean, silver.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work, it's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Berkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
In these times of falling values, high unemployment, loss of income, and with hyperinflation on its way, we have created a one-ounce silver coin with a cross and the words of John 3:16 on one side and the American Eagle on the other. These coins are mural finished, 0.999 silver. Each of these beautiful coins will always have an earthly store of value plus the cross with John 3:16 as an eternal value. Go to www.john316coin.com and call 1-877-316-COIN while supplies last. Order these beautiful 1-ounce John 316 American Eagle coins today by going to john316coin.com and calling 1-877-316-COIN.
Making a 15-20% a year, something like that, on their investment, Bob?
Well, the minimum is in gold. Compounded is 19.6%. And so that, you know, is close to what you said, 20%. And silver, I think, has done a little bit better. And the shares have done better than that. And sometimes one will lag behind the other. But historically, Most people don't realize it, but during the deflationary Great Depression, gold and silver shares went up over 500%, and the price of gold doubled, and that was by government edict. During the 78 to 81 period, when we had inflation, the value of the average gold and silver share went up 40 times more than the price of bullion. So there's tremendous leverage in the shares. There also is leverage in numismatic coins, too. From time to time, they act spectacularly, and from time to time, they lag. And so, again, you don't try to trade the markets, particularly in view of the fact that they're manipulated. And you just set your course for the long trend, and you continue to hold. You don't trade in and out of the market because you're not a professional. I was a trader for 25 years, and I want to promise you that if you go in and you trade the market, ultimately you will lose.
Well, it's like trading the commodity market, Joe. That old adage, if you want to play the commodities fine, it's a great way to make a small fortune, but out of a large fortune. And really, believe me, I know the people who've been in the commodities, and sooner or later they lose, unless, of course, they're traders or what, manipulating things behind the scenes or working with J.P. Morgan Chase or the other people who are intentionally shorting and manipulating the silver prices, which is illegal. But, I mean, who do you appeal to when you find out that the banks are violating the law? Because they are far more powerful than the law, and though it's well known, J.P. Morgan Chase has been manipulating this the silver market for many years, and nothing has been done to them. I understand, though, there are a couple of lawsuits against them. What's going to happen to those, do you think?
Well, the lawsuits are open to become class action, and that is something that the SEC and the government can't control. And if they become class action, and we've recommended anybody who's been involved in gold and silver, particularly silver in this case, whether it's been in shares or coins or bullion, contracts, futures, derivatives, any of those categories where you're involved and you've lost money. I mean, I'm getting emails from all over the world from people, how do I join the lawsuit? Hundreds and hundreds of them. And we just, you know, put in there how to do it, send them to the attorneys in New York, who evidently, even at this early date, have to.
Well, I think we just lost Bob again. Hopefully he'll be calling back here in just a moment. But basically, you have to understand, ladies and gentlemen, that the markets are manipulated. Now, certainly the general markets are, I'm talking about the stock market, the commodity markets, are primarily manipulated by the Working Group on Financial Matters. The Working Group on Financial Matters, and you can actually check that out on the Internet. It's real. It's called the Plunge Protection Team. It was established during the Reagan administration to prevent massive drops and destabilization of the stock market. But once this is in place, it is used now for day-to-day manipulation of the markets. Now, then, of course, we have the other issues. We have, of course, the gold and silver, and we have the major banks that are in there manipulating those prices. And there's certainly the large gold dealers that have actually been doing that as well, and they were simply forward selling their gold production. These were actually gold mines, and they were forward selling their production to keep the price down. It's all about perception, because when the price of gold and silver begins to run, why then people begin trying to get into it. But if you can convince the people that there's nothing there, and you can hire and all the newsletter writers to say, oh, the price of gold is going to fall, oh, it's too high, it's going to go down any time, it's all a matter of perception. How you can con the American people and, of course, impoverish them down the line, because I think it's the only thing that's going to maintain any value. As the value of our dollar is destroyed, the value of our homes and our commercial property are destroyed, and prices begin falling catastrophically, as they did in Japan when they faced the same issue. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 if you have a question for Bob.
While the storm clouds gather,
Well, we've got Bob back on the line. Bob, what happens? Are those the gremlins again?
Yeah, same thing that we encountered in the last program. But what I wanted to say was that in that lawsuit, there's two of them, as you've said, but the one that's being brought through Labatt, whatever the name of the firm is, I think stands a very good chance. And I think what J.P. Morgan Chase will do in Hong Kong Shanghai Bank is that they will say what we were doing is a state secret and we were working for the U.S. government. This is what Barrick and Morgan pulled last time they were sued for the same thing.
And, well, didn't they actually have to make a settlement on that, a monetary settlement?
Yes, they did.
And, of course, it was sealed, so nobody knows what happened, but obviously why, of course, the people on the other side were very happy to get a settlement from them. But go right ahead.
Well, yeah, but that didn't solve the problem. One firm made a lot of money by discovering and executing and pursuing the truth. This time, there's going to be millions of people who have been involved in that genre, so to speak, over the years that they've been heavily short, which certainly is the last several years and years before that. And so I think what's going to happen is that they're going to do that again, and they're going to have to pay everybody off. And if they need the money, the Federal Reserve just lends it to them. They create it out of thin air, and the biggest shareholder in the Federal Reserve is J.P. Morgan Chase. And so I think that's what will happen. But the most important thing of all is that they will not be able to continue to rig the silver or gold market or any other market, because they should be all over them. Now, this will take a couple of years, but this thing just hanging over the market is going to continue to force silver prices and gold with it higher, because they're going to have to cover their short position. Now, I know they probably have been in the process of covering the short position over the last 6 months. That's why the CFTC stalled over the last six-month period, because Andrew McGuire came out and gave all the evidence to the CFTC.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess it's Bob Chapman from the International Forecaster. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And we know that they manipulate these markets. In fact, there was a suit a couple of years ago against Barrick and J.P. Morgan Chase for manipulating the gold market. And what they were doing was simply selling gold into the market, gold that hadn't even been mined yet. Barrick's a large mine. And basically, it was clear cut. I mean, the case was presented. It was obviously they were violating the law. And a settlement was made, but it was sealed, so nobody knows what happened. Well, now, of course, we've got these two lawsuits, but these are probably going to be class action suits. And they're going to be against, specifically, J.P. Morgan Chase and Hong Kong, Singapore, a bank corporation, HSBC. And basically, this has the potential maybe to break the back of the people who are manipulating the silver price, so silver can get back to where it should be, you know, in the overall scheme of things, like where it was back in 1980 when Bunker Hunt went the price up. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But if you've followed Bob's advice, and remember, Bob is not a financial advisor. He's simply a historian like I am. But he's had a lot of experience over 50 years in the markets. Why, of course, the people who followed Bob's advice have done very well. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. 464-8295 if you have a question or comment for Bob. Otherwise, Bob, would you like to tell our listeners how they can subscribe to the International Forecaster?
The Forecaster is about business, finance, economic, social, and political issues all over the world. We publish by email on Wednesdays and Saturdays. It runs around 40 pages each time. And we have a hard copy that goes out twice a month to those who are not on the Internet. You can get a free introductory copy by going to theinternationalforecaster.com, theinternationalforecaster.com. You can also go to www.intforecaster.com. That's intforecaster.com. If you'd like to ask a question, we answer everyone. That address is Bob, B-O-B, at intforecaster.com. Bob at intforecaster.com. Or you can call toll-free to get a free copy, and that is 800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188.
And, of course, the letter comes twice a month, twice a week, and it's about 40 pages, and it's full of information. And, Sydney, I read it, look forward to it coming twice a week. Somebody had called in, and a friend of mine, he wanted to know what you recommend as far as gold and silver, how much gold, how much silver in coins, and then comparing things to that, should you be partly in gold and silver shares, should you be half in coins and half in shares? What would you say for somebody who is a moderately well-to-do, what would your suggestion be?
Well, heretofore, I have used 25% in silver and 75% in the coin area in coins. And the gold coins would be split between bullion coins of different denominations as well as mint-state graded numismatic coins. And my favorite in the silver area is the pre-1964 90% dimes, quarters, and halves. Number one, they're the cheapest to buy, and number two, everybody knows what they are. One of the drawbacks of silver is it's very heavy, and my advice to people is to, if they're going to buy coins, is to take delivery. I am very much against having coins or bullion any place else but in a safe in your home. So if you're going to invest in that area, you should be able to invest $2,000 in a gun safe. And most people do have guns, so you can keep your guns in there in your special papers as well. And so I think that covers that area.
What about shares, though? I mean, Sydney...
Wait a minute. I've upped that from 25 to 50-50.
Okay, 50-50.
And the reason is the volition of the market. In fact, I've been buying a lot of silver lately because of that myself. As far as the shares are concerned, I only recommend six. Two of them are speculations. The other four are blue chips. And that's where you can put half. Or a lot of people like to put as much as 70% of their investable funds into the shares. And the reason why, as I explained earlier in the program, that people who have been in shares previously in two different types of markets, deflationary and inflationary, have done extraordinarily better than you would have in bullion or coins. And so today most people are buying more shares than they are coins.
All right, fine. So let's go to Joe, who's calling us from New Jersey. And again, our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Hi, Joe. How are you doing? Do you have a question for Bob?
Fine, Dr. Stan. Hi, fellas. Yes, I heard you say something about they're going to start a class action suit, Bob. And is it possible that being that I had purchased 1,000 ounces of silver, 10 100-ounce bars, when it was around $18 an ounce, that I could become part of this action.
Well, did you sell them or did you hang on to them, Joe?
No, I still got it.
Well, you made a lot of money. Can he actually enter the suit if he didn't lose money?
Well, it doesn't make any difference. whether you lost money or gained money. The difference, very simply, is that the market was manipulated, and the court has to decide where the market would have gone without the manipulation. And that's going to be interesting, because if you bought at 18 and the court says, well, you know, silver really should have been $50 an ounce, and Morgan and HSBC got to make up the difference, well, they've got a problem and you got a lot of money.
Okay, now then would you suggest that Joe email you and you'd give him the information?
Oh, absolutely. It's in the latest forecaster, and if you don't have a copy, we'll send you one. All you have to do is let us know, and you do that by emailing Bob at INT, forecaster, forecaster, .com, and we'll send you the copy of the last issue, which it happens to be in, and it's...
And that information is in that copy?
Oh, yes. Yes,
oh,
it
good.
Is.
What should I designate in asking which particular copy?
All right, the one that just came out.
Okay.
And it came out on Saturday. And you go to the gold section, and then you go to gold links as well. And there's two sections there that explain who to go to and what to do.
Okay, Joe, I hope that answers your question.
Just run that last portion by me, Bob. Where to go on what website about that?
Well, basically, you have to get the latest copy of the International Forecast. You just subscribe.
Right, but he said something about gold links.
There are links there. On the, if you take the letter, you'll notice that there are links of it, so that if you have it on the computer screen,
oh,
you can simply link
when I
to
get
that.
The, you mean when I get the letter.
Right.
Then okay.
Okay.
Okay. I'm up and running. Thanks
okay,
so much.
God bless, and let's go to...
All right, God bless you guys.
Thanks
all
so
right,
much.
Bye-bye.
Let's go to David calling from Illinois, and once again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And go right ahead, David.
Hey, good evening, gentlemen. Bob, question for you. I understand that the budget every year is like 75% entitlements, you know, which they can't touch by law. Well, it seems to me that these lying politicians, both I call them Republicrats, they have to know this if they can't touch it, over half of it. Well, if they can't do that, they can't, you know, the game is over. So it seems to me that the only way they can actually attack this deficit is by eliminating entitlements or cutting into them illegally, which takes an act of Congress to do that. If they don't do that, if they don't change that law, they can't touch entitlements, there's no way they can fix this thing, correct?
That's right. And that's what they're going to try to do. They're also in the process of trying to commandeer the retirement plans, private ones, which are worth $6 trillion, from the public, 401ks, IRAs, that genre of retirement plans. And that's a bill that's up, and they intend to try to pass that starting November 3rd until the end of the lame duck session. And there's a lot of things. I heard Carrie Reed say that they want to pass immigration before they all get kicked out. And they also want to pass a 1% financial transaction tax. And incidentally, within the retirement bill, there's also another piece that would pass with it, if it were to be passed, of charging each worker 5% of their pay, which would go into help fund Social Security. And then the government also wants to get past $300 billion in total for business and tax credits, which they need like a hole in the head for plant and equipment and research, and then another $50 billion for infrastructure, repair and reconstruction. And then they're going to need more money for unemployment extension benefits, probably another $35 billion. And the whole thing comes to about $650 billion, in addition to the earlier things I talked about. And there's probably things I've missed.
Well, I think
these people are going to go bananas.
The interesting thing is that there is a commission. It's been working for some time. I think it's got 18 people on it to figure out what to do with the deficit. Now, they're not specifically not mentioning this before the election because they don't want the public to know the truth. And that is, of course, the only way that they're going to be able to make this thing work is to raise the age of Social Security and decrease the benefits, to raise the age for getting into Medicare and perhaps let people just give them a voucher to buy their own health care system, and then, of course, to raise the taxes. And they're going to have to raise taxes, whether it'll be a value-added tax or what it'll be. But there's no way that this thing is going to work. And even if they do all of these things with an additional 70 to 75 million baby boomers retiring, we've already got, I think, 58 million people on Social Security and Medicare. Another 75 million, where's the money coming from? Anything they do is simply like putting a little additional salt in the sea. It's going to make it, well, not going to do that very much. We got a real problem there, David, and they know that. They're afraid that the American people are going to understand Social Security and Medicare were Ponzi schemes, and you know where Bernie Madoff ended up. Anything else, David?
It just seems to me that we're just in trouble.
That is the gross understatement of all time.
Keep it up, guys.
God bless. Okay, let's go to Jimmy calling from Florida. And Sydney, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. And our guest, Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster. And if you don't take it, why, you have no idea what's really going on. Hi, Jimmy. How are you doing?
Fine, Dr. Stan. How are you?
I'm doing just fine.
I got a couple questions for Bob.
Well, go for it. Don't be bashful.
Okay. Here last week on your program, another program I was listening to, Bob stated he thought oil would trade somewhere between 68 and 80 bucks. If they devalue the dollar, what's going to keep the price of oil down?
Well, they devalue the dollar officially, then and oil continues to be delineated in dollars internationally, which for the most part it still is, then the price of oil would go down in dollar terms. On the other hand,
the price of oil would go up, wouldn't it, Bob?
Why?
Well, if you devalue the dollar, wouldn't the price of oil go up?
Oh, yes. I'm sorry.
I didn't mean to interrupt you there, but I didn't want to confuse people because there's so much message. Go ahead. So the price of oil is going up.
So let's say they had a two-thirds devaluation, and I think other countries will do similar things at the same time, and I think there'll be a debt default. And don't ask me what is going to happen because I don't know, but I think that's the way they're headed. In fact, the gentleman that does finance from Brazil said, we need another Plaza Accord. Well, that's what they did at the Plaza Accord in 1985 at the Plaza Hotel in Paris. And so I think that very well could happen. So there would be a number of countries who are in debt whose cost of oil would go higher because the value of their currencies would be lower, but particularly the U.S. So if you have a two-thirds devaluation, then the price of oil would increase by two-thirds. And so you would have much higher prices of oil.
And you're looking at $10 a gallon for gasoline. This is what we're really talking about. That's how you're going to get you out of your car. That's what it's all about. They want to get you out of your car. They want to impoverish the American people, but they can't tell people this is all part of a long-range plan. Anything else, Jimmy?
Yes. If we have a war in the Mideast, all would go through the roof, wouldn't it?
Bob, what are your thoughts?
I couldn't hear.
If we have a war in the Middle East, the price of oil will go through the roof.
Well, it certainly go back to $148 a barrel because of the conflict.
Sure.
And how long that would last remains to be seen. It could last for years or it could be over very quickly. And it all depends, too, on whether the war is nuclear.
And
there's a good chance that it will be.
And, of course, the other thing is, of course, that will just skyrocket the price of trucking skyrocket the price of fuel for the airlines, so their prices will have to go up. It will just cripple our economy, and that's exactly what they want. But they can't tell the American people that. Anything else, Jimmy?
One other thing. Bob was talking about the silver manipulation. I was in the silver market in 2008, when they ran silver up to 21, I think $21, and then ran it back down to about $12. Is there any way I can get in on this class action suit?
Well, what you would do is follow the instructions I gave to the previous caller, is email me, and we'll send you the information, and you can contact the law firm. And that's bob@intforecaster.com.
bob@intforecaster.com. Okay, Jimmy?
All right, thanks a lot.
God bless. Okay, that was Jimmy calling from Florida, and of course, I guess this evening it's been Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster. Ladies and gentlemen, we are in terrible, terrible times. If you want to understand what's going on, let me suggest you go back and read my newsletter starting in October of 2008 when this all came down. Read and see what was happening, and read and weep. Well, Bob, we've got 3 minutes for you to wrap up the program tonight.
Well, I think the thing to talk about here is the ramifications in the...
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.
When you have an all-powerful government, it will be used to favor one group over another. In this case, it's the major banks against the common people. Well, what we need to do is limit the power of government so we can have a free market, so you can have competition, rather than an elitist group controlling and manipulating everything. Bob, parting thought, comment before we let you go.
No, I think people who have been involved in any way with silver over the last few years, should get in touch with the law firm and see if you can become part of the lawsuit.
All right.
And I think that will help the whole thing along. Now, these people need to be put in jail. And whether that can be accomplished or not, I don't know. But they just get away with everything.
All right. God bless, and thanks very much.
Good night, everybody.
We'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye. Well, that was, of course, Bob Chapman. And tomorrow evening we're going to be having the elections, but we're going to be here, and we hope that you'll be calling in, because we want you to understand that the most important things that are going on are certainly not the elections. I mean, it's all well and good, but understand that they're going to rig the elections all across America with the electronic voting machines, and they know they're riggable. They want you to believe that democracy works. And ladies and gentlemen, a democracy doesn't work. That's why our founding fathers created a republic. We were supposed to have, election of our congressmen, but the senators were never to be elected by the people, because once they can be elected by the people, they can be bought and sold by the corporate and banking interests, and that's exactly what's going on. Who do you think's putting out all the money for all of these elections all over the country for the senators? And certainly the largest contributors in the elections are the banks, and the second largest contributors are the banking lawyers, the lawyers who represent the banks. And the third largest contributors to politics, at least according to Andrew Goss, are the lobbyists who work for the banks. And then you think we have free and open elections? Ladies and gentlemen, that's why they want you to believe in democracy. Oh, as long as the majority says it's so, it's so. No. We have a republic in America, and you need to know the difference between a republic and a democracy. We have a little pamphlet that tells you the difference. It says, we are a republic. And you need to understand the difference between a republic and democracy, and why democracies always deteriorate into despotism. I didn't say that. Plato said that 2,500 years ago. Democracies always degenerate into despotism. So you may, really, if you were getting a good education, why you would know that the founding fathers recognized the fallacies of the way things are going. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we hope many of you will get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, to understand who is behind what's going on. You need to read Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to read Tom Horn's book. It's called Apollyon Rising 2012. That's Apollyon Rising 2012. Lynn Marzulli's excellent book, Politics, Prophecy, and the Supernatural. You need to get the books written by Professor Quigley. On the secret society that controls America today. The Council on Foreign Relations is the front for a secret society that Cecil Rhodes created. You'll find that in pages 951 and 952 of Professor Quigley's book, and he was the leading historian to the last century. You need to get the book written by the Librarian of Congress. It's called Fire in the Minds of Men. He tells you all about the secret societies in Europe, because he doesn't tell you about the secret societies here, because he's a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. He doesn't tell you about the Illuminati in the United States, although he knows all about it. I guess we got from his office, from the Jefferson Collection, a pamphlet on the Clintonian Illuminati. And, of course, that was an organization that existed in New England, written about 1804, somewhere there. And if you want to get that, they're available from Radio Liberty. And then, of course, we do hope you go to our website, radioliberty.com. If you haven't laid in your supply of alibiotic, and that's alibiotic, not antibiotic, but it's oil of oregano, elderberry, garlic, and a couple of other things. Just take out, boost your immune system, and vitamin D3 and immune support, those three, alibiotic, vitamin D3 and immune support, and please pray for Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, for the next hour, hopefully they're going to be the views of William Federer, who's certainly one of my favorite people, and I've known William personally. We used to meet at meetings all the time. We carry a number of his books, the Quran, What Everyone Should Know About the Quran, America's God and Country, the story of Washington Irving Carter, and Sunia, the story of St. Nicholas, and the story of St. Fellow in Ireland, you know, St. Patrick. All of these are fascinating stories, and he's done a wonderful job, and we carry these because we think they're all wholesome stories, they're accurate stories, and they give you an idea of what's really going on in the world today. Most people do not understand the Islamic religion, and of course, basically, the Islamic religion now, of course, has taken on a new face, this radical form of Islam, which was financed initially by the Central Intelligence Agency, and of course, if we carry a book, it's called The Devil's Game, and it goes into the background of where did the Muslim Brotherhood come from. Well, the Muslim Brotherhood was a small group of radical Islamists who lived in Egypt. Initially, though, they were financed by the British MI6. Why? Because they wanted to stir up trouble in the Arab nations so that they could divide and conquer. And then, of course, the leadership was taken over by the CIA following the Second World War, when America became the dominant force. And the CIA financed the Muslim Brotherhood and has ever since. And then, of course, when we had the Afghan War, which was totally precipitated by our own forces, by the CIA, formed an army that we call the Mujahideen. They were Islamic warriors, and they indoctrinated them in this radical form of Islam. And then, of course, the USAID, the U.S. Agency for United States Agency for Agency for International Development, USAID, put out $51 million for textbooks written in Arabic to be used in schools in Afghanistan and Pakistan to train the students in this radical form of Islam. And everything was indoctrination in radical Islam. And this was, of course, in the 1990s. Now, why would you do anything like that? Why would you be pushing radical Islam? Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's the best enemy money could buy. And unfortunately, why, of course, we're just trying to see here, and William Federer may be available in 5 or 10 minutes, so we'll hope he will be. So we'll open the lines here. If you have a question, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But you must understand this is the oldest game in the world. You finance an enemy, and then, of course, you can rally the people behind the government. Machiavelli wrote about that in The Prince. If you read 1984, why, of course, you'll find that Big Brother's enemy was a fellow, I believe his name was Goldstein. And Goldstein was the enemy of Big Brother. And because Goldstein threatened the people, why, of course, you had to rally behind Big Brother. Just as today, it's Osama bin Laden living over there in a cave, plotting to take away our freedom, sending explosives from Yemen to a Jewish synagogue in New York. Why would, I mean, if you wanted to, does anybody really believe that the Islamic terrorists are so stupid they send bombs from Yemen to a Jewish synagogue? I mean, that would certainly get people's, interested in this whole thing. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, we create a lot of these incidents. They are totally manufactured. They're part of a propaganda campaign being waged against the mind of the American people. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Give us a call. Well, our regular scheduled guest is not here, and so we're going to have to go ahead and have open lines. And so if you would like to call in, if you'd like to talk about the election, you'd like to talk about the fact that these latest terrorist threats are as phony as a $3 bill. How did we find out? Well, the Saudis told us that they were going to ship all these bombs, you know, on planes, and they were supposed to blow up when they got into this synagogue there in New York, and now they were supposed to blow up in the planes. Ladies and gentlemen, does it ever occur to you that we have the most inept terrorists in the whole world? That we have terrorists. Well, for instance, we had the shoe bomber Robert Reed. And Robert Reed got onto a plane with CD4, an explosive, in the sole of his shoe. And then when the plane was in the air, he tried to light a fuse into the sole of his shoe and blow up the plane by blowing up himself. But he didn't know that you can't light CD4. It doesn't explode when it's lit. In fact, you can burn it. Nothing happens. If you want to explode it, you have to have a blasting cap and electric charge. And so the terrorists over there in wherever he came from, Pakistan or Yemen, they lied to him. I mean, they're smart enough to know that you don't blow up CD4 with a lighted fuse. The same thing with the underwear bomber. The same thing, of course, with the Times Square bomber. He went to Pakistan, and they taught him how to build a bomb, but they didn't teach him very well because all the bomb did was smoke when he tried to set it off there in Times Square. Now, either we've had the most incompetent terrorists in the whole world, and of course, these terrorists now are trying to send bombs onto our airplanes, and they do it just before the elections. It's amazing, the perfect timing of this, a wonderful distraction, just before the elections, and then, of course, none of them explode. None of them explode for them. You would think that one of them would have exploded. None of them exploded. In fact, when you listen to the stories about them, there may have been a cell phone laying in the cartridge, but there's nothing to suggest that there was ever a real threat. The only threat was in the minds and the perception of the American people. And you need to understand what's going on, and you need to help us get the information out, and you also need to give us a call here, because we're waiting for our guest, and he may not be available. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Give us a call right here at Radio Liberty, and we'll look forward to your call, and we'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we're having open lines this hour, so it's your turn to call if you'd like to talk about finance. You'd like to talk about the elections. You'd like to talk about the phony terrorist attacks that have come on. And of course, when they're real terrorist attacks, you never hear about them. They're denied. And when they're phony terrorist attacks, you hear about them night after night. Oh, my goodness, they were shipping these bombs from Yemen. Why, if you're going to ship a bomb, why would you ship it from Yemen? Anything coming out of Yemen ought to be suspicious. I mean, this is the center of Al-Qaeda. All the people have left, they've left Afghanistan, and they've moved to Yemen. Al-Qaeda is there. Now, remember, there are probably not more than 50 to 100 members of Al-Qaeda in all of Afghanistan. In fact, that was a figure that was given by Leon Panetta, the chairman of the CIA, when General James Jones testified, and he made the statement, I guess it was probably in November of last year, early December, he made the statement that there were only 100 members of Al-Qaeda in all of Afghanistan. In fact, I think it was December 6th, something like that, when Steve Croft actually interviewed President Obama in the map room there at the White House. And Steve Croft said, "Why are you sending an additional 30,000 troops to Afghanistan? You've already got 60,000 troops. He didn't mention the 100,000 contractors we have, but he said, we've already got 60,000 troops. You're going to send another 30,000 troops, when General James Jones said that we only have 100 members of Al-Qaeda there. And President Obama said he didn't even blink. He just said, it is my job to defend the American people. And those people there in Al-Qaeda are plotting against America. And so we've got to send those troops because we've got to protect the American people from the Al-Qaeda terrorists. Well, of course, I would have said if I'd been Steve Croft, have you ever heard of mark and reprisal? Now, that's in the Constitution. Do you know what it is? People are marked. They're enemies of the United States, and you commission a small group of people to go out and kill them. And basically, if they're there, they're plotting against the United States. Why the President of the United States has the right to authorize these people. They're like bounty hunters, and they go out and they either capture or kill the Al-Qaeda. So basically, if there's only 100 of them, I would figure about 100 special forces ought to be taking them on, or maybe even 200 or 300. But do we really need 200,000 people, 110,000 contractors, and 90,000 troops to fight 100 members of Al-Qaeda? Well, Leon Panetta said there were only 50 to 100 there. What's wrong with this story? Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And let's go to David, who's calling from Central New York. Hi, David. Where are you listening to our program?
Listening on FM WJIV.
Okay, very good. We're glad to have you with us. Do you have a question or comment?
Yeah, I have a question, Dr. Stan. Two things. I think in the past I've heard you have some people on. They were very knowledgeable, and I have your catalog, but I didn't look in it to see about a CD or DVD on demonology. People that were specialists in the demonic realm. Do you have anything?
Well, we have
that?
The book Satanic Crimes, and it's written by William Kennedy, and of course it's good. And we have a 4-CD set that goes with that. So this will take you into that. We have a book called Diary of a Devil Hunter, and that we have a book on the supernatural, and of course that is basically Joanna Michelson talking about when she was involved with the demonic realm and spirit healing, and that her book is The Beautiful Side of Evil, and of course this is truly demonic. And then next week we're going to have a William Ramsey on. He's written a book on Aleister Crowley, and Sydney, you can pull that down, I believe, off the internet. But that's William Ramsey. You can look him up on the internet. And Crowley was basically a deeply involved in that. Then, of course, Doug Riggs has talked about this. We have some interviews with Doug Riggs going into the demonic realm. And Sydney, you go to his website. He's got a lot of great information on this. And these demonic influences have infiltrated the church. Has done it very, very efficiently.
I would be mainly interested on listening on CD. Do you have those too?
Yes, we do. We have certainly the Satanic Crimes on CD. We have an interview I did with William Ramsey, and we'll be having one next week. I'm not sure whether we have one available, but we will have one. And he's on sometime next week on the evening program. I think in my first hour of the evening program.
All right.
Okay, but basically, have you read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, or have you watched the DVD or listened to the tape on the Brotherhood of Darkness? Because it really gives you insight into the fact that there really are satanic organizations out there, and it involves literally millions of people. Brotherhood of Darkness is a good primer on this whole issue.
I have the book. I have your book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and I started to read it, but I didn't continue, and that was no reason other than my jumping from one thing to another, a problem.
Well, we do have we have that on DVD. Do you like DVDs, or we do have it on tape?
Yes, I do. Oh, yes, I do. DVDs, yes.
We have the DVD on that. You can get the DVD, or you can get the tape. Or if you have a computer, you can even go up on the computer, and we do have that there on our website at RadioLiberty.com, and you can watch it for nothing. Of course, we'd prefer you bought it, but we put it up there because we want you to have access to it. We want you to understand, and we want you to realize.
I would buy it. I would buy it because I don't have a computer.
Okay, fine. Well, then I said call us at 1-800-544-8927 and get Brotherhood of Darkness. It'll give you a good overview. But then if you're only going to read part of the book, read the last 20 pages. It will give you the information you need to know to be able to speak intelligently about what's going on.
Thank you. I have one other question.
Okay, go ahead.
Being a medical doctor and surgeon, with all the things you know and discuss and talk about and the things you've read, when did you start taking an interest in this stuff to have the knowledge that you have? If you could.
Well, remember, I've been at this for 58 years. I started 2 years after I went into medical practice. And so basically, I've been at this for a good long while. But even when I was practicing medicine, I was studying. And, hey, I've got to run. We've got our special guest on the line. But thanks so much for calling, David.
Yes.
I hope you get the DVD, and I hope you enjoy it.
Bye-bye. Thank you very much.
Okay, well, let's go. We've got William Federer on the line. Hi, Bill. How are you doing?
Oh, hey, Dr. Stan. Great to be with you.
Well, it is. So what are we going to talk about tonight?
Well, the elections and the direction of the country and whether we're going to be taking steps to curb the movement toward a global government, or we're going to have a reprieve and maybe get a few more years to wake up people. But tomorrow is election day across the United States, and it looks like, from all indications, if there's not a significant amount of voter fraud, that there will be a turnaround in the Congress.
Well, you know, I think that they are going to allow a turnaround in the Congress. I think that, you know, basically you sort of, you manipulate the people in lots of ways, and you got to always give the people the feeling that, oh, are they going to be able to throw the rascals out? Have you ever read Professor Quigley's book, Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time?
Yes, yes, it's a great big thick book.
Right, and on pages 1247 and 1248, he talks about the electoral process and how, you know, certainly this idea of one party being conservative and one being liberal. I mean, that's just for the academics. The real truth of the matter is you need two political parties that are just the same, but so people can go to the polls every 4 years and throw the rascals out, but the foreign and domestic policies never change. And certainly President Obama has continued George Bush's failed war policies, and certainly nothing has really happened as far as the economy. In fact, things are worse than they were under the Bush administration. I think when the Republicans get in, nobody's going to talk about the need for tariffs. Nobody's going to talk about this stop sending our industries overseas. I mean, unless the American people demand that they stop this program of globalism, they're going to wreck our economy. But I want to hear what you have to say. Give us your thoughts.
Well, as you bring out, it is this this Fabian socialism, this idea that there's the left and the right, but both of them are moving to the left. I was comparing the George Bush administration to the Reagan administration, and Reagan's view was that the government is the problem, whereas Bush's view was we can have big government, just the Republican flavor of big government. And so it's like, do you want Democrat flavor of big government or Republican flavor of big government? Whereas Reagan was, no, we don't want big government at all. We want to limit the power of government. And many of his quotes are worth remembering. One, he said, the most scariest words in the English language are, I'm here from the government, and I'm here to help.
I love that. I love that phrase. In fact, I love all the things that Ronald Reagan said. He always said the right thing.
Another one of his quotes, he says, I love the space program because the higher you get, the smaller the federal government looks. But it's this trend, and I write about it in several of my books, but the default setting for human government from the beginning of time has been monarchies. And whether it's Pharaoh in Egypt or Tilgath-Pilaser in Assyria or an Indian Maharaja or a Chinese emperor, that no matter where you go in the world, that the normal way is that power concentrates. And in America, we attempted something different.
And that was really what was so amazing about America, because we were the first nation, well, maybe going back to the time of the children of Israel, where they didn't have a king. In fact, the children of Israel didn't have a king. They were ruled by judges, and we didn't have a king. The whole idea was to limit the power of government with the knowledge that liberty and limited government were synonymous, that tyranny and total government were synonymous, and our founding fathers wanted to limit the power of government to take the chains off of the people and put them on the congressmen. Well, they're taking them off the congressmen, they're forging them for the public once again. William would go right ahead.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work, it's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verky water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verky water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
In these times of falling values, high unemployment, loss of income, and with hyperinflation on its way, we have created a one-ounce silver coin with a cross and the words of John 3:16 on one side and the American Eagle on the other. These coins are mural finished, 0.999 silver. Each of these beautiful coins will always have an earthly store of value plus the cross with John 3:16 as an eternal value. Go to www.john316coin.com and call 1-877-316-COIN while supplies last. Order these beautiful 1-ounce John 3:16 American Eagle coins today by going to john316coin.com and calling 1-877-316-COIN.
All the civilizations, almost all the civilizations, you've had emperors or kings or rulers or pharaohs or call them what you will. But in all instances, somebody was dominating the common man. There was never any opportunity for freedom. And of course, if you got to be a noble, why, you still you were lived off more comfortably, but you always had to fear the ultimate ruler. He could certainly have you killed at any time. And certainly the ruler, whatever you call him, was always under total despotic control. Or people lived under despotic control. And go right ahead, William.
So this was the default setting for human government. Every playground has a bully, every neighborhood has a gang leader, and every kingdom has a king. And so it's Newton's law of gravity, where the lesser mass is attracted to the greater mass, so power concentrates ultimately into the hands of one individual. And so we see that most of the time, these emperors claimed some divine status. So in China, the emperors claimed a mandate from heaven to rule. You know, Hammurabi said that he had some, you know, divine law given to him. We had the Egyptian pharaohs claimed to, you know, be... They believed in eternal life, but it was only for the pharaoh. It wasn't for the common people, that he was, you know, a superior. And then, of course, the Roman emperors demanded their image be worshipped. And so then even when we had Catholic Europe, it was what's called the divine right of kings. So the king said, well, God put me in as king, so whatever my will is must be God's will. But Christianity changed all that. Primitive Christianity, and then later again with the Reformation, the idea that the individual had a relationship with God without having to go through a hierarchy, this upset the apple cart, so to speak, that most of the empires in the past, the pre-Christian, and then later with the divine right of kings, that it was this idea that the common people had to have somebody that was over them to rule, but somebody that was over them as their mediator between them and the deity. Christianity changed that, where people could have an individual relationship with God, and then that began to spill over into the political arena. And we had a civil war in England in 1640, and they got rid of the king. And the Puritans ran England for 20 years. And they didn't know how to do an alternative to a king, but after 20 years, King Charles II, you know, was reinstalled as the king. But it was always after that these English realized that, well, the king is the normal way we do government, but you really don't need one. It's more of a choice than a requirement, and sort of took a little shine off the king. And then so these different philosophical writers began to talk about there's lots, you know, you could do government different ways, and having a king is one of the ways, but it's not totally necessary. And so that's when they began to experiment with other forms of government, and it was these Christian churches that founded the different colonies that experimented with different styles of church government that ended up spilling over into different styles of state government, and that eventually gave birth to our form of government in America. And we took the power of a king and separated it into three branches. Then we separated the power again, federal to the state level. Then we tied this new federal Frankenstein up with 10 handcuffs we call the First 10 Amendments. But after every crisis, we see a gradual reconcentration of power. And so that brings us to where we're at in America. That I speak in a lot of schools, and I'll you know, have the kids hold up a fist in one hand and say concentrated power. Then I'll have them hold up an open palm in the other hand and say separated power with their fingers apart. And then I'll go back to the fifth. I say, for most of history, power was in the hands of kings. Our founders separated it into three branches, separated federal to state level, then tied it up with 10 handcuffs. But after every crisis, we see a reconcentration of power. And so power was concentrated during the Civil War with Lincoln, during World War I with Woodrow Wilson and the Federal Reserve. As you mentioned, the creature from Jekyll Island, power was taken away from the states and concentrated in the federal government. And it sort of brings us up to where we're at today.
And, of course, it was Thomas Jefferson who said so well, in matters of politics, speak not to me of confidence in men, but bind them down to mischief with the chains of the Constitution. And that certainly is one of my favorite statements, because this really was what it was all about. This is why America was different than other nations. They don't teach this in school today. They teach other kids that it's a function of government to provide for the health, education, and welfare of people. Government is to be caring. Government is to be kind. Ladies and gentlemen, once you destroy the foundations of our republic, why, you will have a ruthless tyranny, as ruthless as any that has ever existed throughout all mankind. We'll be back in a moment here. Let us swear allegiance to a land. Well, William, you go right ahead. William, are you there? William, I hope we didn't lose you. Well, I don't know. We'll just have to... William...
Yes.
Yeah, go ahead. Go right ahead.
It causes us to really appreciate what's happened in America. So when powers concentrated, the state is supreme and the king's the head of the state. When power separated, the individual is supreme. And that's what our founders wanted to do. And they wanted to maximize the liberty of the individual. And this unleashed human potential that instead of the king deciding what you're going to do with your life, you could decide what you're going to do with your life. You can benefit from your hard work, whether you're tilling a field or staying up late in your garage and coming up with an invention that you were motivated to put in all this extra effort because you benefited from it. And so that's when all this creativity and inventions were unleashed and America became the most prosperous country. But one overlooked factor in this is that, again, when power is concentrated, the state is supreme, when the king's the head of the state. When power is separated, the individual is supreme. But if every individual is supreme unto themselves, there would be anarchy unless they all had Judeo-Christian ethics, this idea of do unto others as you would have them do unto you, that there's a God who's looking over all of us and we're all equal before him, and that he wants us to not lie, cheat, steal, rape, murder, or whatever, the Ten Commandments. And so you could have less external government because the people had more internal government. And so the experiment of no king worked in America. Now, you contrast that with Afghanistan. Here we go. We send our brave troops in there. They get rid of the Taliban. We give them a constitution. And what do? They vote in Sharia law, where it's the death penalty for some guy that converts from Islam to Christianity. Why don't they experience the same freedom and opportunity that we do? Well, they don't have the Judeo-Christian underpinnings.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought, William. We'll be back here in just a moment at Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and William is just talking about why America is different, and it's simply because we have a government with the power of the state is limited, but you can't get a system like that to work unless you have a system of morality. In fact, it was John Adams who said, our system of government was made for a moral and religious people. It would not work for any other. In other words, you couldn't have a limited government unless you had moral people. And William is just pointing out that over in Afghanistan, what happens? Why, of course, they have the Muslim faith. And, of course, if you convert to Christianity, they'll kill you. And, of course, then we wonder why they have all the problems that they have over in Pakistan and Afghanistan and Iraq and all those countries over there. And if they had the Christian influence there where people were answerable not to the state but to God, you were not killed if you left Christianity, but people would want to be Christians because it would offer them freedom. And, of course, as it says in the Scriptures, where the freedom of the Lord is, there is liberty. And that's really what it's all about. Before we go on, William, I want you to get your website out. Tell people how they can get in touch with your ministry, and then pick up the story.
Oh, thanks, Dr. Stan. My website is AmericanMinute.com, AmericanMinute.com, and I send out a free daily email called The American Minute, and several new books. One's called Prayers and Presidents, Inspiring Faith from Leaders of the Past. All the past presidents, their proclamations of prayer, Thanksgiving, fasting, and we've talked about that on the program. A book on Islam that's becoming a bestseller, What Every American Needs to Know About the Quran, A History of Islam in the United States, and another one called Endangered Speeches that traces how before the IRS came into existence, the churches talked about anything and everything. That they talked about abolition of slavery, women's suffrage, Sunday blue laws, and pastors gave election day sermons and told their congregation how to vote in light of Scripture. But it was in 1913, as you mentioned, the creature from Jekyll Island, the Federal Reserve and the income tax was started, and that was the beginning of the process of silencing churches. But it's a tax code issue. It has nothing to do with separation of church and state, because for most of our country's history, pastors did talk about those things. But anyway, AmericanMinute.com is my website, and we're talking right now about a new book that I'm finishing up writing, and hopefully we'll have it out in a month or so. But it's a survey of global power and how for most of the world's history, power was in the hands of kings. And whether you go to the King of Spain, King of England, King of France, King of Portugal, or you flip over the ocean to the Indian chiefs in America and the Aztec Montezumas or the king down in Peru with the Incas, and that wherever you go in the world, it's sort of natural that power concentrates ultimately into the hands of one person. And that when power is concentrated, the state is supreme, and the king is the head of the state. And when power is separated, the individual is supreme. But there'd be chaos if every individual is supreme unless they had Judeo-Christian ethics. And then we contrast this to the Soviet Union falls and the Berlin Wall, the Iron Curtain is taken down. And we hand them a constitution, and what happens? Well, we gave them a few years, and the black market, the mafia, the organized crime takes over. How come they don't experience the same freedoms and liberties and opportunities that America experienced? Well, that's because they had 70 years of atheism, removing the concepts of God, and that you have... a God watching over your shoulder that is expecting you to treat your neighbor as you would be treated. And once you remove that, then it's just power. It's whoever gets the power gets to force the other people to obey. And as a result, it basically goes back to the king scenario. The king scenario is this. If you're friends with the king, you're more equal. If you're not friends with the king, you're less equal. If you're an enemy of the king, you're dead. It's called treason. And this is the way it's been. Well, in America, because we based it on these Judeo-Christian ideas that you're equal whether you're a friend of the administration or not. And this was unique in world history. That's when the Declaration of Independence said all men are created equal and are endowed by their creator with certain inalienable rights. This was revolutionary. Before, it was... the king decides who's equal, and he's the one that gives you the rights. And by us claiming that we had rights from a source higher than the king, that is where we derive our equality. So when President Obama gave a speech recently and he quoted the Declaration of Independence but left out the Creator, and then he quotes the Declaration of Independence and he leaves out under God, where Lincoln said that this nation under God shall have a new birth of freedom and that government of the people, by the people, and for the people shall not perish from the earth, that if you leave out God, if you leave out the Creator, then equality is totally arbitrary. It's if the government decides that you have a special sexual preference and therefore you're more equal. If the government decides you are of some race that in their eyes has been discriminated against, then if you have a Black Panther person that's doing voter intimidation, well, then it's okay. But if somebody of another race did it, well, it's not okay. And so we see that we're going in the direction of the way governments have been by totalitarian dictators from the beginning of time, when we're moving away from the idea that everybody's equal, no matter their race or color or background.
But, you know, one time, everybody understood the Constitution. This was taught in school. These principles that you're laying out were well known. They were taught in our churches. This is not taking place anymore. At one time, we had prayer in our schools. We had the Bible in our schools. We had the Ten Commandments in our schools. And that's all been removed because they realize if they can destroy our belief in God, then they can destroy our belief in freedom, because the two go together. For where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Go right ahead.
You know, you said something real important there. You said this used to be taught in the churches. That is something that we've left out. You go back and you read the founding fathers, the pastors back then, they taught the idea of limited government, that rights came from a creator, that, it's consent of the governed. It actually was the church government, the congregational style of church government, where the people in the congregation voted, and that there's a story where Thomas Jefferson was having dinner with James and Dolly Madison, and the guest was Andrew Tribble, a Baptist revival preacher. And Dolly Madison writes that Jefferson kept asking Reverend Andrew Tribble about Baptist church government and exclaimed that it is the only example of pure democracy in existence in the world, and it might be a good model for our country. So here we have a instance where it's church government influencing the formation of state government. So for those that say, oh, separation of church and state, we can't have any influence of the church on the state, it's like, wait a second. The concepts that went into creating the Constitution have basis in church government, have the different styles of in some denominations, you'd elect presbyters, Presbyterians. Those were like the elders or the deacons. They were elected, and then they would make the decisions. Well, that's where you get your congressman, your elected representatives.
But, of course, the thing was that when you're talking about church, you're talking government, you're talking about people coming from a Christian perspective. And certainly these things would not work. You mean you might have the same structure of electing officers, but if you didn't have moral people in positions of power and moral people that was would be controlled by that power, why you'd end up with a despotism.
Yeah, and you bring out another point there, a moral people, a moral populace. One of the things our founders took for granted was that everybody would be honest, that everybody would be truthful in election. It's not like Islam. In Islam, you're taught to lie to advance Islam. It's called taqiyya, sacred lying, holy deceit. Their word for treaty is hudna, which means when you're weak, you make treaties until you get strong enough to disregard them, that there's no idea that you keep your word. Even if it's to your own disadvantage. In America, we had this Judeo-Christian idea that you're honest and you tell the truth, you don't lie. And everybody, no matter which political party, stuck to this principle. And so when the elections were done, and they were done honestly, everybody would respect the results, and if they didn't get enough votes, well, they'd figure they lost. But when you remove a moral populace, then you remove honesty from the elections. I mean, why have an honest election? I mean, if there's no God and if there's no eternal right or wrong, then it just is power. And if you can do voter fraud, if you can change the computers so when you know, I just read an email of somebody voting for Sharon Engel and it came up Harry Reid. You know, somebody was messing with the computers. And but if there is no God and there's no eternal right or wrong, there's a price to pay for de-Christianizing our country, for getting rid of these absolute morals. And what happens is it pulls the rug out from underneath an honest election.
Well, I think that what they want to do is give us the perception that we have honest elections. I do not believe them. I do not believe any of the electronic voting machines cannot be rigged, and there are people who are going to rig them because this is all about naked power. But they've got to get the American people to believe we're having free elections. They got the American people to believe that as long as the majority votes for something, it's perfectly all right. We don't know how the vote and majority votes. In fact, it was Stalin who said it's really not how people vote that counts. It's who counts the votes that counts. Go right ahead.
Yeah. No, I do encourage people to vote and to make a stink because they may not have a lock on them all, but we do know that that's the direction they're moving. There was an article just recently about how Chinese were hacking into the Washington, D.C. Voting equipment. You know, these new voting machines have modems on them. And I remember when I ran for Congress, my brother's an attorney, and a week before the election, they said, oh, well, you can send a representative from your campaign, and we'll show him how these machines work. And so he's there at the Board of Election. They're showing him how the ballots are being counted. And they said, and, you know, here we have the modems, and it's connected to the Internet, and we can, get instant voting results, you know, sent to the headquarters. And if there's any problems, we can access the computer and correct them. And he says, what, say that one more time? You can access the computer during the elections? And they said, yeah, if there's any, you know, problems with the software or something, we can fix it. It's like, say that one more time. You can access the computers while the election is going on. I mean, here, you're talking about America is the most powerful country in the world. You're talking about elections, which determines the course of America. And you're talking about modems that are made in other countries, computer chips that are made in other countries. Voting software that's made whoever pays to get the software done. Years ago, I read stories about how salesmen for these voting machines, these electronic voting machines, were trying to sell their machines to the different cities and counties to be used in the elections. And some of them said that if that county or that city or that state chose their voting equipment, that they would make sure that they're reelected. That they would, you know, they can predetermine what the results are going to be of different races and just have it be on the software so that it sorts the votes out so it looks like it's doing it, but then it ends up with a predetermined percentage. And so
we should never have an electronic voting machine. We need to do we need to junk every single one of them. We need, I think, to have an investigation of why we got these, and then I think we need to get back to paper ballots. And we need, of course, because it's much harder to rig all of those paper ballots, and then of course they're being counted by an electronic machine. You've got to have somebody down there to check them and then go over them individually. If we want fair elections, why, we're going to have to work at it, because of course freedom is never free, and there are people in both political parties who have rigged the elections. I have no question at all that the 2000 presidential election was rigged. I believe the 2004 presidential was rigged. I know that the 1960 presidential election was rigged. And I think it's about time that the American people got involved rather than sit back and say, well, that's somebody else's problem. Freedom is not free, and once lost, will never be regained. And if we have to live in this society with at least an element of voting on it to determine who's going to be the leaders, we've got to make sure we're having free and open elections, and we've got to circumvent the controlled media. And if people aren't involved, they become part of the problem. Go right ahead, William.
A professor who has her master's in voting technology, it was in the Wall Street Journal several years back, said that you can either have accountability or anonymity. You can't have both. In other words, if you want to have an anonymous election so that there's no tracing to who voted for who, that's fine, but you can't have accountability. Because for it to work, you have to be able to trace it back, the computer program, to the instance that initiated it, to the person that voted. And so by its nature, any electronic voting can be manipulated. Now, the safest way to do it is to have representatives from all the parties at the polling place, and before one ballot leaves that polling place to go to the Board of Election, everybody, all the representatives from those parties, they count the ballots, and they have observers that can stand around and watch them, but they count the ballots over and over and over again until they all agree. And then they all sign off on what the results are, and then they write it down and they tape it on the window so you can read it. Then they box up the ballots and send them to the headquarters. So if you're running for office, you could drive around to every one of the polling places in your district, look at the window, and add up the votes for your race, and it should equal what's being reported on the TV that night. The way they do it now, where they say, well, look, don't count it at the place, we'll just box up the ballots and send it to the Board of Election, and they'll count it there. That's the same as Walmart saying to its cash register employees, don't count the cash at your cash register. We'll just put it in a big box and give it to somebody, and they'll drive around town, and it'll get counted when it gets deposited.
And I think that's just that's a beautiful analogy, William. You know, recently, the city of Washington, D.C., of course, under the control of Congress, a unique community, but they basically put in electronic voting machines, and they put out a challenge for anybody that could break into those machines and rig them, because it could be done. These were honest machines, and there was a university. The professor gave his class the job to actually break into the machines. They were in the machines, had them completely changed and everything altered within, I think, about 8 hours. And they even put the university's fighting a football song onto the computer, onto the voting machine, so it would play their song. ladies and gentlemen, this is the sort of thing that goes on, and you have to be involved. You have to understand that there is voter fraud. There are people who want to give you the perception of elections that I've voted, and I encourage everybody to vote. But we have to keep talking about this and talking about it till they junk every one of those, and we get back to just what Bill is talking about. We've got to have hand ballots. We've got to be have them counted. They have to be posted on the precincts. And we've got to be, you certainly do not put them all together. You count them separately. And if they don't agree with the precinct, well, just remember, would Walmart ever want to have all of their money picked up and then counted at a central site? I don't think so. Do you? William, I love that analogy. You've got 3 minutes to wrap up the program.
Well, this is a great country.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com. 1-800-SPECIAL.
But they've always ruled with an iron fist. It was only in America where you limited the power of government that men could be free. Yes, you would have local corruption, but you could fight it or you could pick up and leave. When you have corruption in Washington, D.C., what do you do? And, of course, we have been taken over. We have an invisible government. If you've not read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, shame on you. You can get it by calling 1-800-544-8927. And if you can't decide to get the book, you can go to our website at radioliberty.com and scroll down where it says videos and then watch the videos. And the first video there is Brotherhood of Darkness. And certainly if you can stand listening to me talk for 2 hours, you'll learn a great deal about the spiritual battle that's taking place today. Now, we also recommend the books Apollyon Rising 2012, Apollyon Rising 2012 by Tom Horn, Policy Prophecy and the Supernatural by Lynn Marzulli. These are books that go into the spiritual aspect of the Bible. It's very real. We have Lynn's other books that going into the Nephilim trilogy on alien interviews, and we have several books by Lynn. We recommend them to you. In fact, we carry all sorts of books, and you need to look. We have carry Constance Cumby's book, The Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow. The Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow. We have so many books. We actually, if you have children or grandchildren, you should seriously consider getting them out of schools. We have a very inexpensive educational system that will take them all the way from kindergarten all the way through high school graduation, and we recommend the Robinson Homeschool Curriculum. You need to get your children out of school because they're not being educated. They're being indoctrinated, and they're getting a rotten education. Children in all countries throughout the world are getting educations where they stress math and physics and engineering and the things that they need to be successful. And here in America, we tell them all about globalism and environmentalism, and we start teaching them about sex in kindergarten. What do you think that they're trying to do? They want to destroy the soul of our children. They want to teach them that the Bible is not true, that evolution is true, that mankind's been around for millions and millions and millions and billions of years, and it's all a lie, and they know it's a lie. But you see, they want to destroy the soul of our children. And the same way they want to destroy their health, if you haven't heard my talk on the specter haunting America. That's the specter haunting America. It goes into the background of the vaccination programs. Vaccines are effective. Many of them are. Certainly the flu vaccine isn't, but many of them are effective, but they're not safe. And that is why we see so much disease in our children and disease in our elderly. Why do you think Alzheimer's disease, Parkinson's disease, and certainly dementia, senile dementia are increasing? Why is it that one in six American children has a neurodevelopmental or learning disability? The one in nine children is asthmatic. The one in 11 to 12 children has severe allergies. The one in 66 boys is autistic. The one in 90 to every 100 children has autism. And you don't see it in the Amish children that don't take it. And if you compare these studies, and the Vaccine Information Center financed a study where they compared the children who were vaccinated and those who weren't, and those who were not vaccinated were far healthier. Ladies and gentlemen, they're destroying not only the souls of our children, but their minds. And you need to get the information. You need to get my talk on the specter haunting America. You need to get the documentation. And then you need to help us get the truth out across America. Our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. If you haven't laid in your supply of antibiotics and vitamin D3 and immune support, the three products, healthcare products, you need to think about getting them because the flu season's coming in. That's antibiotic, combination of oil of oregano, oil of elderberry and garlic and a couple of other things. And then please pray for America, but pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and our protection.
You're tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. It is 1 November 2010. Oh, it's so good to be back with you again. Whoa, so much happened over the weekend, or so much they want you to think happened over the weekend. It's all about election coming up tomorrow, and everybody's got their good clothes on, their new suites on, in the new suites in the for election day coverage in the studios, and it's just more of the same. It's been going on for 50 years, and Power Hour people understand that. That's why we don't get all upset about these orchestrated, agendized elections. A few interesting things have happened. Not really worth our time mentioning, though, because there's so many other things taking place, like what really happened with that air cargo on Friday. If you haven't heard about it, we're going to talk about it, and thanks to people like George Freund who have done their homework, we know a little bit more about it than CNN seems to know. Yeah, that's right. That's why we call this first hour the news CNN seems to lose. Thank you, George Freund, for doing good work on the Yemen printer cartridge mess up. That's right. It's kind of weird. It's kind of like lots of red flags, so we'll be talking about that. Going to have a little bit of fun with that also. In the second hour, oh boy, here's the program you have all asked for. I mean, this is probably the most requested program on contrails or chemtrails or aerosol crimes, whatever you want to call it. Michael Murphy's going to be our guest in the 8 o'clock hour, in the second hour of the program. The DVD that he and G. Edward Griffin have produced is called What in the World Are They Spraying? We're going to be talking to Michael Murphy at 8 o'clock hour, 9 o'clock hour. G. Edward Griffin will join us, or third hour, wherever you are sitting. And you are not going to want to miss it. I had no idea what I was going to see when I got this overnighted to me this past Friday. Had no idea. It's quite complex, much material in What in the World Are They Spraying, and we do have it at the Power Hour because we want you to have access to getting this. And there's some good news about the copying of this also that I'll tell you about a little bit later. But other than that, did you see what color the White House was? Kind of surprising. Kind of surprising, I'll tell you about that. Also, major news on the health front. ADHD is misdiagnosed in nearly 1 million children. If you're taking metformin, here's another reason to worry. That is a drug that is used for diabetes, too. Girls are now reaching puberty at 9 years of age. And if you're taking Viagra, there's a big red flag on Viagra, as well as if you are going to make pancreatic cancer. I mean, if you are going to create pancreatic cancer, believe it or not, Natural News has done sort of the recipe for pancreatic cancer. How long it takes to generate it, what goes into it. I think you're going to find this most helpful, and maybe even give you some time to sort of change the way you do things. Eat almonds and walnuts. For what reason? We'll talk about that also. Monsanto's many attempts to destroy all the seeds but their own. They're at it again, and cheap fluoride is coming from China.